Picture this. You find out in whatever way about a networking event that's going to happen in your area, and you figure, well, let me go to the event, see if I can meet some new people, maybe individuals who are in certain professions are going to be looking for and buying gift baskets. So let me find out about them. And I happen to also be looking for an attorney. And you get to the event and you're introducing yourself. You have your drink in your hand, things like that. And you find a person who happens to be an attorney. And she introduces herself quite well. And you have some banter going on. You're just talking, trying to feel her out to see if she's the person who may become your attorney. And another person comes into the conversation, and the attorney all of a sudden mentions that she is looking to go into politics. Oops, this may not be your attorney, because if she's going into politics, that probably means she will not have her focus on the kind of business that you want her to take care of for you. So that ended up being a good question from someone else. And that does happen when you are looking for professionals who are going to help you with your finances, with your insurance, and certainly with any legal matters. So where do you find these people? And what kinds of questions do you ask? How do you approach them? And I know that you're wondering about how much they cost. Well, think about this as we go along. How much is it going to cost if you get into a legal problem or a financial problem or your studio burns down? That's going to cost a whole lot more than what these professionals cost. So let's talk about finding your attorney, accountant, and insurance agent. Because if you don't have one now, you definitely are going to need one as you continue with a gift basket business. Stay tuned. Welcome to Gift Basket Business, where we discuss the ideas, triumphs, and challenges aspiring entrepreneurs and seasoned designers face in the gift basket world. I'm Shirley George Frazier, your host and author of How to Start a Home-Based Gift Basket Business, the Gift Basket Design Book, and I'm Chief Basketologist at giftbasketbusiness.com. Every one of us needs legal help, financial help, and insurance help, especially in the business that we're in, because there are so many parts to those areas in business that you don't recognize you're going to need help with. Of course, it would be wonderful to simply make and sell gift baskets and make income from that. But there are quite a few barriers that can happen along the way, especially because you're working with the public or you're working with a corporation or some organization. You're going to need this kind of support all of the time. But there are going to be certain situations where an organization or some type of group is going to ask if you do have insurance or if you are taken care of legally. And they're going to want proof of that. One thing that I recognized when I started business and knew that I needed this type of support, but couldn't find and was taking my time, really. I'm going to raise my hand and be guilty about that. I was just taking my time looking for such support in my financials. I started just putting everything together with my business, inventory-wise, on Excel spreadsheets. And in my second year of business, where the Excel spreadsheet became really large and cumbersome because of all the inventory I had, I said to myself, look, I can't work with these Excel spreadsheets anymore. I don't know what software I can use. At the time, there were different types of financial software. I wondered which one would be good. There were no trials for the software. So I knew that I would have to find an attorney to help me to recognize how to put my financials together better in terms of the inventory, in terms of my income, my outgo, my expenses. So that helped to get me going in finding an accountant that would be good for me. And the same may be happening for you as well. You may have legal help, but not an insurance agent, or you might have financial support, but need an attorney that you can turn to from time to time to make sure that anything that's happening in the legal world, you are still covered by. When you have legal, financial, and risk support, These same people are the ones who open doors not only to the protection that you need, but they also open doors to new avenues for income. Can you imagine speaking at a CPA convention? And of course, CPA is Certified Public Accountants. Can you imagine speaking to hundreds of CPAs at their event, at their annual event? And you're talking about the gift-giving experience that helps to bind them with their customers so that their customers become customers for life, and they also get referrals from their customers. These accountants want to grow their businesses in that way, and gift baskets help them to do that. What if you are at a legal organization's event or just the local attorney group, or the same thing with insurance agents? So you wouldn't have to work as hard as you might be working to find those kinds of clients. Your financial, your insurance, and your legal team can help open the doors for you to those opportunities. And that's a wonderful thing to think of when you are finding such people. It's a wonderful incentive to find them. Let me put it like that. So let's go over four ways that you can find your attorney, accountant, and insurance agent. And keep this in mind also if you're looking to change such help, because we don't always keep the same person throughout our business life. People expire from time to time, and you have to find a new accountant or a new attorney because we're not on the planet forever. So I know that these tips are not only going to be great for you if you are just starting your gift basket business, or you've been in business for a few months or maybe just a year, but also for those of you who have been in business for a while and maybe you're not gelling, so to speak, with the person who is helping you legally or financially, and you're looking for someone else. So these four options are either going to help you right away or give you ideas for other ways to find the help and the support that you need. The first way is to look at and reach out, really, to local groups. And these are not just professional groups, but personal groups as well. As an example, there is a county group on Facebook that I often go to find out what these local moms are looking for, just in case I can be of help to them because I know of somebody who can help them in whatever way they're looking for help. They may be looking for a babysitter or something else as a mom. And I look at what they want, but I also place what I'm looking for as well. Maybe I'm looking for a new jewelry company because the one that I used is gone now. And the moms will reach out and give me some ideas regarding what jewelry companies are in the area. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a jewelry repair person 20, 30 miles away. I want somebody local. And those same people in any type of local group that you may be a part of or want to become a part of can help you to uncover a person who is financially in the financial world, in the legal world, or in the insurance world. So you can reach out to local groups through social media. And not every group is on social media. You might find a group that happens to have a discussion board, because discussion boards are still out here. You might find one that is in your local area, maybe in your state, maybe in a certain area of your country, being outside of the United States. So local groups can be helpful. And again, it's not always about the professional groups. I think of LinkedIn when I think of professional groups and how many are on LinkedIn and you have to ask for an invitation to get in or find a way to apply to join the group. But also personal groups are full of individuals who have connections. So keep that in mind. A second way to find these three allies is through a chamber of commerce. Now, whether or not you are part of a chamber of commerce, these groups, which are all over the world, have websites. You would go to the website, and quite often you will find that the online member list is accessible. It is not private, so that you and anyone else can look at the member roster. Perhaps that will help you to uncover someone who would be in one of these three support industries. From there, then you can look up the potential person that would be, who would work with you, and find out more about them. Hopefully they have a website, or maybe they have a Facebook page. Perhaps that would be available to you, or perhaps the person will have a LinkedIn profile, so you would look there as well. So Chamber of Commerce hopefully will have a member list that is accessible to you so that you can review who is on it and who is the potential person to help you in one of these three industries. Another way, the third way, is if you already have an attorney or an accountant or an insurance agent, you would ask that person for a referral. And that's exactly what I did with my attorney. My attorney helped me to find a new accountant. I had an accountant. She was very good. But I needed some help with some Internal Revenue Service problems. And while I believed that the accountant that I had would be helpful, I just wanted to switch accountants. I felt like our time together with the previous accountant had run its course, and I was looking for a new accountant. So I reached out to my attorney, asked her who she knew who was a reputable accountant. I know that's kind of like redundant. you hope they're all reputable. And she recommended two accountants to me. And I went to LinkedIn to look at both of their profiles. One of them said that he only works with companies in the $10 million range and more. And while I would love to be that high up in the scale, I happened to not be there at the time. So that person was out of my range. I wasn't going to call him because, you know what, I was very happy that he had that information in his profile. So there was no time wasted. And then the other accountant had more of a feel for, I work with small businesses, call me or email me if you want to talk about your business. And that's exactly what I did. I went to his office. I had a litany of questions to ask him, and I felt very comfortable with his expertise right away. And that person is still my accountant. He helped me with this Internal Revenue Service problem that I had. Very, very complex problem. There's no way I wanted to take care of it on my own. And the fit was great. So if you do have an insurance agent, but not an attorney or an accountant, ask the insurance agent who they recommend. And then you will go to them with questions, make an appointment, of course, first to speak with them. Maybe it won't be face-to-face. Maybe it'll be a Skype call, maybe a Zoom call. Maybe it'll just be an audio call. And have your questions ready so that you recognize whether or not that person is going to be helpful for you. So that was the third option, asking the professional person that's already on your team for referrals to other professionals. And the fourth is in the United States. Each state has a bar association for attorneys. There's an insurance commission for every state. And there is a CPA association, again, in every U.S. state. So you can go to those particular websites to find out and look through their member roster. Hopefully each state has a roster of members to find out which one may be beneficial to you. Which one, meaning which attorney, which accountant, which insurance agent. You're looking for someone who is local, who handles business accounts, and then you would reach out to them and make an appointment to speak with them so that you can understand who they are, get a feel for who they are, and how they may be helpful to you. If you're not in the United States, then hopefully there's going to be an equivalent State Bar Association, Insurance Commission, and CPA Association, whatever. It might not be CPA in your country, but it'll be something similar because there are businesses in your country as well. The fifth one, which I thought I was going to have four, but the fifth option is one of referrals from people who you already know. So you may not know everybody in the Chamber of Commerce, or you might not find a local group to speak with online. Hopefully you will. But there are other people in business in your area that you already know. Reach out to them to find out who provides them with service. Who is their attorney? Who is their accountant? Would they recommend that person? So that can be another option for you as well. And that actually becomes maybe the top option. I've certainly not put these options in any order, but certainly to give you an idea of how you can find your accountant, your attorney, and your insurance agent. Some of these I have used, as I shared with you, and others I know exist and have been helpful to gift basket designers around the world. Let's move on to what to ask the person. Now, remember the attorney I talked about that, in the picture, this visual where the attorney had political aspirations? Well, of course, you want to find out, as one of the questions, if the person that you are considering as part of your support team, if they are looking to stay in the profession they're in, or if they're looking to migrate or relocate or anything like that. You want to know if that kind of situation is going to have you change your support team in any time soon. So that's one question to ask, as well as you want to, first of all, of course, look at and look for the website or general information about the person. So you just get a feel for who they are, who they service, and if making a call to them or possibly contacting them by email is going to be beneficial for you. No, we don't need to waste time. If they're working with companies, like I said, that are in the $10 million range and you're not there yet, there's no reason to call that person, not even for a referral. Just keep looking. You also want to know what industries that person specializes in. Perhaps they do specialize in the gift industry, or maybe they only work with hospitality firms or any kind of firm in the medical industry. So if they don't specialize in something that seems to be on an even ground as gifts, it doesn't have to be gift specific, then maybe that won't be the support person for you. But you just want to know in general what kinds of industries they work with. My attorney happens to work with a lot of different professionals. Some that are dentists, some that are in construction. And even though that's not gift, it just gave me, that information gave me a sense that he was well-rounded, and his knowledge of accounting for small business in general would be beneficial to me. So that also worked in my favor. And hopefully finding out from that support person for you is going to work in your favor too. You want to find out if the person is available to speak with them when you don't have a problem. Maybe there's something that you read that has to do with the gift industry that you think is going to impact on your income, or it's going to raise your insurance rates. You just want to make a call to the person to find out if that information is valid and if it's going to impact on your business. Is that kind of call okay? Because if it's not, then that might not be the person you want to speak with, because that is very important to your business. You also want to ask what type of annual review the person provides to you. Of course, you want the person to take care of your annual payment for whatever service that they are providing to you. But you also want to know if you can, again, call them to review your account. Is your account keeping up with all of the standards that need to be done? Is there something new and important for you to decrease your expenses and raise your income? There are all kinds of review questions that you will have for your business, as well as the support team person providing you with some inside information. I mean, you're not going to be an accountant or an attorney, but the insider information will help to make sure that you are staying in line in terms of your business ethics and anything else that you might not be aware of. Another question is, and this goes back to what I'm saying here, how does the support person keep you updated on changes that benefit your business? Because if there's something that you need to know so that, again, your expenses decrease, or maybe they're going to increase instead of decrease, then you want to know about that right away. Does the person send an email to just put you on point about it? Did the person write a blog post about a certain situation that will be helpful or harmful to you? And that person wants to just send you to that blog post through a link so that you can get more information and then possibly call the person. So that's going to be very important. Another question is, can that person still support your business if they relocate? My former attorney moved out of the area that I'm in and moved to a more southern U.S. state. So she's not going to be pursuing legal matters in my state anymore. And that, it didn't come as a surprise, but I had to be ready to look for another attorney. And that meant that I had to ask her for a referral. And then I also asked my accountant for a referral too, and found the attorney that was going to be right for me. So you want to know if the person can support your business, not only if they relocate, but if you relocate. My accountant can still take care of me if I decide I want to move out of my area and go to some other area in the world. The accountant said, yes, I have clients worldwide. That I like to hear. So that is a question to ask as well. And the last question is to look online. No, that's not a question. Let me put this as a question. You want to also ask about the fees that you will be paying to the person. Is it going to be a per telephone call or a per email or a per Zoom call fee? Is there going to be an annual fee? Is there going to be a per incident fee, so that if you do have a problem financially or legally, or, you know, with your risk management with insurance, is there going to be separate fees for those situations? So you want to know about the fees in that way. And as I said at the beginning, if there is a problem and you don't have this kind of support from one of these three professions, the situation is going to cost you a whole lot more. Now, I will uncover that every year when I have my taxes done for my business and my personal 1040, which is what the number is, the number for the form in the United States, it costs me $325 for my accountant's help. That $325 to me is, what is it to me? It is, it's like an insurance payment. And it is insurance against having any problem with the Internal Revenue Service. Now, of course, the IRS can come back at you and say, well, what is this? But the attorney has gone over everything with a fine-tooth comb so that the IRS has less of a chance to bother me. So $325 to me per year to take care of my financials, plus I can call him at any time or email him or text him. Oh, that's a bargain, because now I don't have to deal with financials. I can just take care of the designing and getting more income into my business as I see fit. That's a bargain. And the same kind of situation is with my attorney and my insurance agent. It's not $325 for them. It fluctuates. It can be a little lower. It can be a little higher. But again, it's just like paying an insurance premium on a car or anything else. So you want to find out about the fees. And you can look online, going back to the questions and what to ask, you can look online on trusted websites. And you know what a trusted website is. It's not bob.com. You look on trusted websites to find other kinds of questions that you can ask the attorney, the accountant, and the insurance agent. Questions that I haven't shared with you, because there are going to be specific questions in your area. There are going to be situations in a mountain state that there are going to be in a southern state, a western state. So you want to be as prepared and proactive as possible before speaking with anyone in these three industries. About every 6 months, you want to monitor your team. And I call them a team because it's three parts of your business: the legal, financial, and the risk protection area of your business. You want to monitor them to just recognize if you are getting as much support from them as you need in terms of them keeping you up to date with anything that is happening in their world that's going to impact your business. If they do send out newsletters from time to time, and if they don't send out a newsletter, that's okay if it works for you. But the monitoring is how can you reach out to them, and what happens when you reach out to them? Do they get back to you right away? Do they all of a sudden take 3-6 months to get back to you about a situation you asked? Something that happens like that, maybe that person isn't specifically for you, or maybe it's time to look for some other type of support. I must say that I have another financial advisor who takes a few days to get back to me, but that's a rhythm that we have, and that is acceptable. The accountant that I have will contact me within 24 hours if I have a question, but the other financial person who has my bigger account, she takes a few days, and I know that she's looking some things up. I know that she has a lot more clients, so her getting back to me a little bit later is acceptable, but maybe it's not for you. So you just want to monitor how your team connects with you when you need to talk with them. And that is all about finding your attorney, accountant, and insurance agent. These three people are extremely important to you, not only to help manage your business from those standpoints, but also to open new doors of opportunity to you when it comes to who else can be benefited by your gift baskets in their business. And certainly possibly in the state or the country where you are, where you could be the go-to gift and gift basket person. That would be huge, wouldn't it? I mean, that in itself helps to motivate you to find an attorney, accountant, and insurance person if you don't have all three already. Well, that is it for this edition of Gift Basket Business. Thank you so much for joining me for Find Your Attorney, Accountant, and Insurance Agents. Next week, we're going to discuss another important topic that's going to help elevate not only your income, but your notoriety. You always want to be in the paper or online promoting what you do and why you do it so well for the people who you serve. Be sure to rate this podcast through your favorite listening device. As I get more ratings, I'm going to have a special for all of you who listen to the podcast. I'm going to be giving something away that's going to, I hope, be very wonderful for you, whether you use it in your business or personally. Just a small taste of appreciation to each of you for rating the podcast. Thank you so much again. I'm Shirley George Frazier, wishing you baskets of success.